Once upon a time, in the vast, endless Sahara Desert, I, an aviator, found myself stranded. My plane had failed, and I was far from any signs of life. But it was here, amidst the scorching sand and silence, that I encountered the most extraordinary boy. "Please, draw me a sheep," his voice startled me. There he was, a small boy with golden curls, standing as if he had appeared out of thin air. His eyes were filled with curiosity, his expression earnest. "A sheep? What are you doing here? Please, draw me a sheep." I obliged. Little did I know, this was no ordinary boy. He came from a faraway planet, a tiny world called Asteroid B612. My planet is small, just big enough for me, three volcanoes, and my rose. She's unlike any other rose, so proud, so beautiful. But she's also complicated. I didn't understand her at first, so I decided to leave. I wanted to explore, to learn, and maybe to understand her better. And so, the little prince embarked on his journey through the stars. On his travels, the little prince met peculiar adults on different planets. "I am the king of everything you see. Bow to me, but you rule over nothing. Still, I command respect. I count the stars because they are mine. But how can you own the stars? By counting them, of course." To the little prince, these grown-ups seemed strange. Their lives revolved around power, vanity, and possessions, things that held little meaning to him. On Earth, the little prince met a fox. "If you want to befriend me, you must tame me." "Tame you? What does that mean?" "It means creating ties, building trust. Once you tame me, I will be unique to you, and you will be unique to me." The fox taught the little prince an important lesson. What is essential is invisible to the eye. It is only with the heart that one can see clearly. The little prince realized he loved his rose, not because she was perfect, but because she was his. With a heavy heart, he prepared to return to his planet. "I must go now. My rose is waiting for me." I watched him disappear, leaving behind his laughter and the lessons he had shared. Even now, I look to the stars and think of the little prince. Somewhere out there, he is tending to his rose, laughing among the stars. And I remember, what truly matters is invisible to the eye.